Hey y'all, my name's Justin Foles. I'm an entrepreneur and a baseball player. I play ball at St. John's University in Queens, New York. We play in the Big East Conference, a Division I baseball team. Just want to tell y'all a little bit about my backstory. I grew up in the Seattle area in the Pacific Northwest, about an hour north of Seattle, a little town called Monroe. Had about 20,000 people, one high school. Good place to grow up, though. I enjoyed growing up there. But growing up, played all sorts of sports, baseball, basketball, football, did the whole deal. But baseball is always the one that stuck with me. I worked hard all the way through my youth and through high school, and was able to end up getting a scholarship to play at a Division II school in Nampa, Idaho, called Northwest Nazarene. So I ended up going there for my freshman year of college. That was obviously a good time. Lived in the dorms, just tiny little dorms. Just your traditional one roommate, community bathroom, nothing special at all. But we had a great time doing that. Played ball there for a year, had a good year, and felt like I wanted more. And so I ended up transferring at the end of the year to a junior college. This was a couple years ago, 3 years ago, and I ended up transferring to Palomar College in San Diego. I really was just looking for a chance to play at a higher level. I knew I could play at the Division I level one day, and I wanted to pursue that dream. So I made the transfer to Palomar and got started down there, and living in San Diego was awesome. I mean, 20 minutes from the beach, you know, we would leave practice, head to the beach, head to the pool. It was just an incredible time, and able to work on my game down there and my craft. And eventually, after the season, I was able to get a scholarship to St. John's University here in Queens, and came on a visit and absolutely loved it. And here I am now, as I enter my second season at St. John's, because last year we got cut short due to COVID. Our season got canceled about 15 games in, but this year we just got started last weekend, and we're ready to rock and roll. So that's kind of my baseball background. My business background started my freshman year of college. Well, I guess it started a little bit before that. I've always had a mind for it, and was always, as a kid, kind of picking out ideas and like, hey, that would be a good business idea. I'd love to make that happen someday. But in high school, obviously, I wasn't really pushing towards anything. And going into my freshman year of college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't even go in with a major declared. I went in undeclared and kind of told myself I was going to just figure it out. I was going to figure out what I wanted to do while I was there by taking a bunch of different classes. So that's what I did. And my freshman fall, I was sitting in an intro to business class. I had a bunch of intro classes, and couldn't even tell you what the lecture was about at this point, but something hit me while I was sitting in there, and it was, wow, this is what I want to do. I want to start my own businesses. I want to be able to determine my own work schedule, my own life. And so that's what I started pursuing. As I was sitting in that class, I completely lost focus on class and my mind started wandering, as it does, and ended up coming up with the idea for a clothing company. I thought it'd be cool. That's simply what it was. I thought it'd be cool to start a clothing company. And so I went back to my dorm after class, sat down, drew up a logo, and said, all right, we're going to do it. Had no idea what I was doing. Not a single clue how to build a website, build a company, nothing. So over the next year and a half or so, I spent that time while I was at Northwest Nazarene in Palomar, learning, teaching myself, building, trial and error, until finally in November of 2019, I was able to open Clubhouse Apparel Company. This is a streetwear apparel brand with an influence from the baseball lifestyle. You know, I obviously growing up as a baseball player, I kind of lived that lifestyle and was in that world and always saw a need for a baseball brand. You know, you got Nike and you got Adidas and Rawlings and Under Armour and all these brands, but there was never a baseball brand. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make that come to life and bring that to the people in the baseball world. So, as I said, in November 2019, I was able to open up Clubhouse Apparel Company with, looking back now, a terrible website, a brutal Instagram page, and some t-shirts and some hoodies. But that wasn't the end of that. You know, made a few sales from family and friends, and over time I kind of drifted off from it because I didn't see success right away. But of course at the time I expected success right away, but now looking back at it, you know that failure is just a huge part of being an entrepreneur. But about a year later, in November 2020, my mom introduced me to a guy named Russell Brunson and the stuff that he was doing with funnels. And we'll get more into that later on. But I did his 30-day challenge and created a funnel for myself, which is essentially a website. And like I said, we'll go into that later. But for now, created a funnel and decided, wow, I could do that with my apparel company. So I wanted to turn Clubhouse into something new, a different way to shop online and kind of differentiate. So I did that for the next 4 months or so. I was building again. I was learning again. I was going through the whole process again to rebrand and rebuild Clubhouse Apparel. And that's what I did. And March 1st, so a few days ago, I was able to relaunch Clubhouse Apparel Company to what it is now. And that's kind of what we're going on. And as we go through these episodes, we'll kind of just take you through the journey that I'm going through with my business and with my baseball. And we'll just walk you guys through that. So thank you guys. That's a bit of a backstory for me, and we'll see you next time.